flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Fussing at Josh like, get video of Terrence Howard laughing. I'm making Terrence Howard laugh.
That was hilarious. I have never in my life heard a more condensed and perfect, efficient way of that. That was expeditious. That's how you tell the weather. It's cold, damn it.
It's cold, and that's it. We're done. It's over. It's cold. And this is nothing for you. You grew up in Cleveland.
Yeah.
This is nice. You got your winter suit on. You're looking good. Yeah. You said you were waiting for the cold weather.
I've been waiting to be out where, because in L.A., it's too hot. 90% of the time, it's over 100 degrees. You're burning up. And you go out, there's nothing, everything is too hot to have on. And I like clothes, man. I like putting on layers. I like having the pantheon of colors that dance out. And you don't get that in L.A. Without losing your manhood a bit, you know. But in the East, a brother can put on some really nice clothes,
yeah.
And nice sweater, nice jacket, nice scarf, nice chapeau, and kill it.
You were killing it last night. Your new movie premiered in front of a live audience at the,
yes,
Twin Cities Film Festival. How nervous were you to have us all watching it for the first time?
I was scared to death because this is one of those nuanced movies. It's not the average film where you kind of get a picture of, yeah, you know who the good guy is. You do know who the villain is. But you don't know how the things are going to play out because there's so many special effects today, and killing has become an art in itself. You know, how you hold the gun, how you twist the gun, how you use the sword. There's so many McGraw, different ways of beating up somebody. So you'd never expect just that old Western approach,
yeah,
to telling stories or telling pictures of violence, you know, in a traditional community kind of way. I love this. My character didn't curse.
Right. You know, your character was amazing. We're talking about Showdown at the Grand. It premiered last night in front of a live audience for the first time at the Twin Cities Film Festival. And I have to say, there were a lot of twists and turns. My heart was beating. I had to stop for a minute and go out and compose myself because I can't let my blood pressure get that high. I got four kids to raise. I can't be letting you drive up my blood pressure, Terrence Howard, with this exciting movie. But it was so different, and it was so new. And I saw you as an actor do something new and different with this role. Talk to me about that.
What I love about, like, I had a conversation with Sidney Poitier the year I was nominated for or the year Crash was nominated. And I asked him, are you going to do any more work, man? Are you going to? And he said, no, I'm retired. And I was like, why? He was like, well, I'm 73, 83 now. I think it was about 80. He was like, I got maybe 10 years left in me. He said, I don't want to spend the last 10 years of my life doing an impersonation of myself. Mm. Now, I'm 54, and I've played a lot of characters, but they're not really a great deal of diversity in how they're writing characters anymore. So you end up doing an impersonate. They want Terrence Howard from this movie, and they want you to do an impersonation of that. Well, with this character, there was no way. I've never approached a George Fuller. I've never had someone who was autistic and ran a movie theater and lived in his own world and had his own set of rules that he was trying to juxtapose to the rules of society. But the rules of society doesn't fit with the rules of moral courage and ethical nature and the things that we need that the community is built on. And he's put in a quagmire. And as a result of it, this vigilante shows up in him. And he doesn't know how to sword fight. He doesn't know nothing about sword fights. So he watches a movie like he's Neo. And he's going to download in one sitting of a movie how to use a sword properly. But he believes it and goes out. I loved this guy. I loved it. But I was scared having everybody watch it because I didn't know if people would really bond to it. But Orson Oblowitz, he murdered it. I think Dolph Lundgren for the win.
Oh, my God.
Because he was great.
He was amazing. Oh, my God. It was just like I couldn't believe it. And I have to tell you that I had a special connection to this movie because I have four children. Three of them have autism.
Two of mine now. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. So we're bonded now.
Yeah, you know, the challenges, because what you keep hoping is, all right, well, this is just a phase. They're going to get out of it. They're going to come out of it.
They'll be fine.
A couple years and a couple years. And then you're like, oh, these are my boys.
Yeah,
let me get to know them for what they love. Let me not try and force them into this other box, because the truth is they're brilliant and passionate and in touch with their emotions in a way that they're untouched. They're innocent.
Mm-hmm.
They're innocent. They haven't learned to be human yet.
Yeah. It is beautiful. My son Daniel is 8, and he is doing math on a 12th grade level, putting, you know, graphs together that, you know, boggles the mind of my husband, who graduated from Meharry Medical College, and my 12th grader, who is actually in honors algebra, can't figure it out together.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
I do with my 8-year-old, who likes to repeat a lot of things. I was like, okay. So I showed him a calculator, and I can ask him, you know, what's the square root of 5? It'd be like 2.23, 60, 60, 67,
exactly.
74, 99, 74, 94. He will run them off. I'm like, what's the square root of that? 1.495. And plays with it and dances. And I'm like, wow, look at this gift, because he's being encouraged towards what his characteristics and the power he has.
Okay, now we're going to talk about that, because I was trying to get my son to do more with socialization and reading. And somebody said, why don't you just encourage him with this math? He's great at math. Why aren't you doing more of that? And it turned a light on for me. It opened a door. And I was like, you know what? If he don't make AI one friend, if he don't read AI one book, we're going to get on these numbers.
Well, I tell you what you can do to marry the numbers in the books. If you take the letters of the alphabet, those 26 letters, and every 9 letters you start over again at 1. Then there's a relationship between 1 and 9, between A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Right.
And then you'll repeat that. And now when they're putting the letters together for words, you'll be like, what is the math? How much does that letter, does that word equal in mathematically? And then you do a grid 9 system. Like I said, we're doing under 9, where you add, if you have 25 or 352, you add all of those numbers until they just equal one number. And that grid 9 system, It will give. There's color associations to it.
Man, I'm
there's
taking notes.
Geometry associated to
notes.
It.
I'm taking notes. This is beautiful. Helping my kids.
Yeah,
helping
and that's all kids. We want to do because they're the younger versions of ourselves.
That's it. Okay, we are going to talk about the younger version of you. You have been in this business 30 years. How did you get this staying power? How did you, so many people who came in with you who have dropped off, you are still here. You are still doing it on levels that we still haven't seen yet. More with Terrence Howard when we come back.
Woo!
He's played Lucius Lyon, Quentin Spivey, Gossie McGee, A.C. Cowlins, and he is here, the real life Terrence Howard on the Shaletta Show. Now, my favorite character that you've played is Quentin Spivey.
Oh, I love Quentin. Q got me more than, because when I did The Best Man back in 94, here, Taye Diggs had just killed it with How Stella Got Her Groove mm-hmm. Back. So everything was Taye Diggs. Morris Chestnut had just come out of all those great films, mm-hmm. You know, Boys in the Hood and all of that. So Monut, everybody wanted Monut. And then you had Harold Perrineau, who had just finished the film with Leonardo DiCaprio with Romeo and Juliet. And he had did the thing with Alec Baldwin
yeah.
And Anthony Hopkins with the Big Bear. So you got these people that were murdering the game, and you have me on the dance, and it was a head-cutting thing. We were all there to cut each other down, not to break each other, but there was only going to be one
yeah.
That was going to walk away with it. And it was black people at their excellent,
oh
at their top of their game.
Oh
we
God.
Brought that monster, every single one. So I love Quentin because Quentin was competitive.
Oh, my God. And he's the friend that everyone has. You love him and you hate him all at the same time. You want him around and you want him to go.
Yeah, because he's going to be honest with you. He's that mirror.
And you were honest with me this morning. You came in. I had everything all set up out there. I said, you know, would you like some water? And you said, is it bottled water? What kind of bottled water? And you didn't take the plastic bottled water.
Well, because there's two types of plastic that's in people's use today. And there's a few other ones. But the biggest one is bisphenol or BPAs. That's the hard plastic that we have. And then there is phthalates. It's a tricky word, phthalates. This is the soft plastic.
Mm-hmm.
The bottled water is the soft plastic. The problem is our DNA is made up of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus. That's
okay.
All five. So carbon, the BPAs, the plastic, is made from carbon. In our body, we use carbon. Carbon mimics estrogen. So when we drink the bisphenol, the hard plastic,
uh-huh.
That BPA, that goes into our system. It mimics estrogen. There's water memory. Water remembers and retains the memory of the container it is in. It's been proven scientifically. There's a number of papers on water's ability to remember.
Mm-hmm.
So the water takes on the structure of the carbon. When you have these adrenal glands, you have adrenal receptors running through your body. And for a woman, that if the adrenal receptors are empty, then their ovaries will produce estrogen or progesterone mm-hmm. for, say, we need that to keep them in balance. For a man, the adrenal glands or the adrenal receptors are going through. If they're empty, then the testes will produce testosterone. Well, when you have plastic from the bisphenol, the BPAs, or from the phthalates, it mimics estrogen in the body. So it fills all of those small adrenal receptors.
Mm-hmm.
So now the testes doesn't produce testosterone. So the men become effeminized. Because their body isn't producing the testosterone. They found that if a woman is pregnant or in utero and she's drinking from plastic bottles or using plastic, then the ADG, the anus to groin gap, that's supposed to be at least twice as large, twice the distance between a male and a female, they will find that the males will have micro penises and the AGD will be much smaller, comparable to a female. And that the young man, no matter what even if his mother stops drinking plastic or he stops using plastic, he's forever changed. Now, if I stop drinking plastic today and my testosterone levels has dropped, within 3 months of no drinking from plastic containers, my testosterone level goes back to normal. Our woman's estrogen levels go back to normal. Otherwise, we are becoming more and more effeminate. Now, the biggest problem with that, in 1970, the average healthy ejaculation had 250 to 500 million sperm in it.
Mm-hmm.
for a human.
Right.
In 2022, they did a test. The paper came back. It said a healthy ejaculation was anywhere from 15 to 20 million sperm today. That's a 2.64% drop per year. So since 1970, that means if you put it on a graph, that means by 2045, there will be no males left on the planet able to produce sperm, not just from humans, but from all species because of the plastics that's been placed in the water. We're talking about a sixth extinction event that we cannot even turn around from. So get rid of the plastic.
Okay.
It will effeminize you. Get a bottle of water.
It is going in the trash. I just threw it. That was the noise you heard. That was going in the trash.
If you look up endocrine disruptors.
You just broke it down.
Look up endocrine disruptors, YouTube endocrine disruptors and plastic. You will never use plastic in food or anything again.
I'm going to throw it away.
And we need that because they're not telling us that.
No.
Because I think they're trying to the one thing they definitely want to do is decrease the population. They've been trying to sterilize black people for the longest time. Now they're sterilizing the entire planet.
Oh, no. We're not.
So we have to start thinking about what we're doing. It just because they make it convenient and easy don't mean it's what we need.
Yeah. Well, what I need is for you to check out that that stack of stuff I got there. Now, first, we talked about our children and they have autism. I want you to know that I look at you.
Loving this picture.
So you weren't supposed to see the picture yet. Okay.
You said open up the stack that's in front of me.
Okay, I was supposed to put the pictures at the bottom. Okay, so the reason that I got a chance to meet you is because I bid on an auction item for meet and greet. And if you look at that picture, that's Nancy Corsa. So
yes.
Nancy has more money than I do. So there's no way I could outbid her. But I grew up watching Houston wrestling. Paul Bosch, Junkyard Dog, Ted DiBiase, Kerry Von Erich, all those guys. So I jumped on Nancy's back. And I put her in a figure four. I put my legs around her, and she couldn't hold her paddle up. So I won the bid. So that's a how.
That's
it started.
How you get
that's
that bid. That's that picture.
Bid. That's the picture. And how it's going is last night we hug out on the red carpet, took our picture. So you take that back with you, put it up in the living room. Tell your family we said hey from Minnesota, and you your kids have. Autism. The character in the movie that we watch, Showdown at the Grand, has autism. My three children, I've written children's books about my babies and their autism to offer hope to other families that things can and will be better.
Yeah, you just have to trust that the universe, everything happens in the universe to effectuate universal equanimity, to effectuate cosmic balance. Every characteristic that our children have is for the purpose of balancing universal karma. So we have to trust that the universe don't make mistakes.
No.
Work with it,
not against it. And so I have those books for you to share with your children. One about my son, Brandon. One about my daughter, Cameron.
Kieran loves signs. Anytime he will stop you to read every possible sign. And I look at it and every sign he reads as if it's the first time he's ever seen the sign, ever seen anything like that. And I'm like, why do I want to take that away from him?
No.
You know?
You don't.
Why do
I
want him to be normal when he's so wonderful.
Just like he is. So enjoy those books
Daniel
about my kids.
Finds his voice.
Yeah.
Brandon spots his sign.
Yeah.
That would be Kieran spots his sign. Hero finds his voice.
Yeah.
I can't
and then
wait
my
for
daughter,
you to meet
Cameron,
my little ones.
I can't wait for you to read those to your children. And that's my daughter, Cameron, little black girl. They had labeled her a discipline problem when really all she needed was her autism diagnosis.
Yep.
And so we wrote that book to educate her normal developing friends about children with autism. So they all sign their book to love Mr. Terrence. If you look in the front of the book, they all say to Mr. Terrence.
See it.
So they wanted to personalize it and wanted me to pass it on to you.
Wow.
And that picture we took last night, I made a T-shirt. So the T-shirt is right there.
It's right here.
It's right there. That's me and you.
You
boo.
Get it done.
Oh,
you do
no, I'm not,
not
playing.
Wait.
I'm not playing. I'm a stalker to the 10th level. I'm not, I was, I don't, what Steve Harvey said, rich people don't sleep. I was knocking on doors last night. Open that thing up so you can see. That's us, me and you, last night
I
at the
that.
At the
I
Twin
am
Cities
going
Film
to
Festival.
Cut off your skin and wear it to my birthday party. You, I love you.
Now that goes with the little red bag. Kevin, pass him that bag for me.
Right,
that little red bag. I don't know if these folks have been working you so much that you have not had a chance to go to the Mall of America, but I went this morning and did some shopping for you. I know you love Prince, so in that bag there is a book about Prince. There is a Prince sweatshirt.
Yeah.
There is an NFL Vikings jersey. One of our stud players, Jefferson, his Vikings jersey is in there for you. And we've
did
got
he sign it?
No, he wouldn't answer the phone. You
Yo,
know I
dude,
tried to. You
dude,
know I
come
tried
on,
to.
Man.
You know I already
come
called.
Come on, man. I'd be there for you.
Him.
How you gonna give me a shirt and not sign it, man? You gonna beef? We gonna have beef now? I got your shirt and no signature.
No signature. And a hat. So you can wear that Minnesota hat back to L.A. on those hot days. But we just wanted to say how we appreciate you. Congratulations on your award, your achievement
yeah.
award at the Twin Cities Film Festival. This movie showdown at the Grand. Folks have got to see it. It is amazing. And we just wanted to send you back home with some love from Minnesota.
Okay, well, I'm Minnesota might become my home.
Come, don't play with me. We don't have
not.
No taxes on clothes. You
yeah,
like to shop.
We love. Well,
you like
all
to
my
shop.
Clothes are write off anyway. So if y'all don't know that, you can write off any clothing that you wear if you're using it to promote your business.
Mm,
anything that you are buying, if you're using it to promote your business or associate it with your business, that is a tax write off.
Okay.
Use those write offs.
We will.
You know, you. Take advantage of the gifts that have been given to us through Congress.
Yes, and I have taken advantage of this interview, taking advantage of your time. I know you got to run. Your people are pushing you out the door. Terrence Howard joined the Shaletta Show today, y'all. Say bye to the people.
This, hey, I'm going to say goodbye, but this is a short goodbye. In a minute, it's going to be a good morning because we're going to find a home here. I'm serious. We really like this spot. You know, if y'all know some great places out there, then, you know, welcome us here because this is far enough from China so the ICBMs can't hit us
yes.
from China. And they there's nothing's going to come here out of the Atlantic Ocean, I don't think. I think we'll be all right from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we're good here.
And the Canadians ain't going to do nothing. We should go take over Canada.
Yeah, let's go.
Why haven't we taken over Canada?
Let's go. What are we waiting
Why
on?
Why is that a free country? Why haven't we annexed Canada?
Josh is waiting for us to hush. Play the commercials, Josh.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.